Chapter 3. Gisella walked as quickly as possible as they squeezed their way through the crowded town square. Her stepmother's grip was painful, but Gisella didn't pull away in case Volton was following. She didn't want to cause a scene or slow her stepmother down, as then Volton would see how she was treated. Not that he would ever see her again. Her stepmother was still asking questions.
Who was that man?
One of the Duke's knights. It wasn't a lie, exactly. He was a knight, and he did belong to the Duke.
What were you doing with him?
He asked to escort me while my horse was at the blacksmith's. Gisella stumbled. She caught herself before she fell on her knees in the street, then yanked loose from her stepmother's grip. On the other side of the marketplace, they were joined by Irma and Consul, who turned their haughty nose up at Gisella and began piling their packages and bags in her arms. Sir Edgar's daughter, Rainhilda, stood beside Irma. Rainhilda closed her eyes and turned away, as if looking at Gisella upset her delicate constitution. She wore an elaborate headdress, complete with a gauzy veil and exotic plumage, which made her as out of place at the Hagenheim Marketplatz as a peacock in a dovecot, and even more conspicuous. The townspeople gaped at Rainhilda, but not just because of her headdress. Her beauty was unrivalled, except perhaps by the Duke's daughters, and they were still a bit young. Her father had been rewarded by the king for service rendered, and next to Duke Wilhelm, Sir Edgar's was one of the wealthiest and most powerful families in the region. A popular speculation of the people was that Rainhilda was hoping, expecting, Volton to designate her the Queen of Beauty and Love at the Hagenheim tournament in 2 weeks. The tournament champion, whom everyone believed would be Volton, would be allowed to choose one young maiden to sit on the throne for the final display of arms. Rainhilda looked coiffed and pampered. From underneath her headdress, her golden hair hung in perfect ringlets, like shavings from a woodworker's planing blade. The precise folds of her veil and the vibrant pink of her flat, rolled turban accented her pale skin to great advantage. Irma had managed to endear herself to Rainhilda with gifts and flattery and gossip. Gisella had overheard her stepmother's whispered counsel to her daughters to ingratiate themselves to Rainhilda in order to get closer to the Duke's family, and most particularly his oldest son. But how on earth Euphemia could think Volton would ever look twice at homely, stick-like Irma, Gisella couldn't...